Parent Entrepreneur Power, conversation number 72. Three secret strategies parents in business can use to create success in a crowded online market.
If you're ready to power up your family and your business, then Parent Entrepreneur Power is your energy source, and Mary Catherine Johnson is the spark. Are you plugged in and powered up?
Hey there, Power Parents. How are you today? Powered up, I hope. Definitely. Well, I am, because I'm going to talk to you about something that I hear and see every day in social media, in emails, everywhere. And it's basically the self-imposed roadblock. It really is self-imposed. I just saw a post this morning on Facebook that reminded me of it again, and it went something along the lines of, you know, I have a bad habit, I brainstorm and get all these ideas, and then go through the lengthy process of talking myself out of creating it because I visualize the obstacles and, you know, my willpower and blah, blah, blah. So I had to record this episode, and basically it's an audio blog of a blog post that I wrote, and I hope it helps you get over this particular obstacle, because basically the biggest self-imposed roadblock for most people who are trying to turn their amazing, incredible idea into the next great business is that someone else has already created a business around their idea, or someone else has already done it, or someone else is bigger than they are and already got a head start, so why should I even try? Stop doing that. They say somebody's already doing it, and they're devastated and decide that they can't even pursue that idea. So right now, I am talking to a group of parents. And if you are a parent and you want to become an entrepreneur, you better not let this thing stop you. Because listen to me. Did you say, oh, I can't have kids because someone else has already had them? Of course not. Of course not. So the same complaint in business is just as silly. Now, my first online business was a maternity store. Have you ever heard one of those? Of course. How many maternity stores are there? You can't even count them. Now, I was lucky at the time that Mommy Loves, that was my maternity store, was the first one online, the first online novelty maternity store. But let me tell you, just a few months later, many, many more started popping up all over the internet. Almost all the others that came along after me, after I launched in November of 2003, had more money and more time to devote to success. Because I was a mom of two boys working a part-time job, and I had a spare room, a passion, and not enough fear to stop me. That's what I had. So if you are working outside the home right now and you have kids and you are dreaming about getting home or getting out of that job, I know what you're talking about, because I was there. And this was in 2003, 12 years ago. So without any MBA or business education, I looked to the only skills I thought I had, and those were parenting skills. Soothing fussy babies, creating sleeping routines, knowing when to coddle and when to let go. These were my building blocks upon which I built my Parent Entrepreneur MBA. And you can too. Now, if you're a parent, you can do the same thing, because you already possess the skills you need to build entrepreneurial success. We've talked about this before. So let's uncover the three secret strategies you as a parent can access to create success in any entrepreneurial market. All right, number one, you're raising little humans. No business venture can compare to that responsibility. So we've talked about the stages of parenting and the stages of business. So what stage are you in right now as a parent? Are you a newborn? Are you a toddler? Are you a preteen? I always look at the age of my children to determine my age, okay? Because I don't know, before my oldest got to high school, I didn't know what high school was like. I mean, I can remember back to my high school, but things are different, okay? Same with when they were in elementary school. I didn't remember or know what middle school was going to be like. So I would only consider myself an elementary school kid. Now I'm a high school kid and a middle school kid about to enter high school. Both my kids are going to be in high school. So they're both full-on teenagers. And one of them is looking to what the heck is he going to do with the rest of his life? So I'm here to warn you that the same stages will be mirrored in your business. So for example, you can use the skills you develop to overcome the challenges of potty training to determine which CRM system you should use for your business. Trial and error, coupled with your knowledge of your child's personality and temperament, helped you get that kid on the pot, right? Those same tools will help you develop the unique set of systems that will help you grow your business. The trial and error coupled with your knowledge of what your customer needs and how your business fills that need. You use those same skills. Just the same way, there are universal skills and tools that parents use every single day in raising their kids. And these same skills are actually required, not just suggested. They are required for success as an entrepreneur. You know what they are. Patience. Let me tell you, number one, when you look at your statistics and, oh, you only have so many views and so-and-so over here, competitor of yours, has thousands more, and you just go, oh, it's not happening fast enough. There is a first roadblock where you can just say, well, that's it. I might as well just quit. Don't you dare. You didn't quit in trying to potty train your kid. You better not quit on your business. Okay. So patience, perseverance. I think perseverance is probably the number one tool, the number one mindset you must develop now. Even if you adapt and you change and you pivot and all these words that are buzzwords nowadays in business, whatever you do doesn't matter. If you persevere through it. Now, there are many times when you really have to sit and look and say, okay, it's time to throw in the towel. And believe me, I learned that one the hard way by hanging on during the recession of 2008, 9, 10, 11, et cetera. And I held on and held on and had a large amount of debt and just ate myself away. I mean, my poor stomach, I'm surprised I don't have ulcers, let me tell you. But I persevered. And I'm here because I didn't totally give up and blame myself for how bad my business was going during that time. Perseverance. Communication. You can't just yell at your kids, right? You have to reason with them. You have to help them understand things. Communication is key. What is your intention? Intention is key. Adaptability, flexibility. How do you handle stress? All these things are skills you develop as a parent that will serve you very well as an entrepreneur. So think about that. That's number one. You're raising humans. The skills you use, the tools you develop in raising humans can apply to your business. All right? Number two. Your family support structure is what helps you create success as a parent. Okay, let's think about this. No parent goes it alone. None of us. School, family, friends, carpool, community organizations, they all play a part in helping your kid navigate this world once your kid leaves your home. Your business requires a similar support structure. Get help as soon as possible to handle tasks that don't require your expertise, your personality, or your knowledge. So, for example, you might coach your kid's sports team or help as a room mom, but you probably don't teach the gymnastics class or the taekwondo class, or you probably don't go in and tutor math, right? If your business isn't bookkeeping, you should probably leave that task to the bookkeeper. Your energy as a parent is best used to help guide your kids through the discovery of themselves as they grow into adulthood. That's it. That's what our energy is best used to do. The math teacher can do that to a certain extent when your kid is with him or her, but the math teacher is best at teaching math, not raising your kid. Believe me, just go to middle school and sit in a math class. That math teacher will help, definitely, if she's a really devoted teacher. She's not there specifically to guide your kid. She's there to teach math. At the same time, your entrepreneurial energy is best spent directing your business and doing the things that your passion and your expertise alone can do to create success. Not creating a PDF, right? Leave those individual tasks that are not necessarily your core competencies to someone whose core competency it is. All right. So that was number two. Your family support structure helps you create success as a parent. Use a support structure to help you create success as a business owner. All right. Number three, your family is unique. And the innate personality and acquired experience of the head of that family, namely you, is what makes it so. So are your family activities centered around sports? And all the members know the names and stats of your favorite players? Is there a standing challenge in your family to best the last member to play a practical joke? Are you a practical joking kind of family? Whatever your unique personality and talents are, own them. Own them and use them to their fullest while building and growing your business as well. So there may have been another maternity store online. There may be one right now, another maternity store online, but there is none like mine. None have the same personality, the same types of designs, the same communication with my customers. That's what it's about. This is the key to getting past that initial obstacle that I mentioned above. When you say, oh boy, I'm sorry, I can't build a business around marketing online. I can't build a business around what? Fill in the blank. I can't build a business around social media. I can't build a business around coaching. I can't build a business around business startup. Whatever you want to say it is, and you say, I can't do that because someone else has already been there. If Pat Flynn had said that, then because Internet Business Mastery was already there, he would not have started Smart Passive Income. I mean, look at Derek Halpern, sales. Look at Marie Forleo. Look at John Lee Dumas. There were lots of podcasts out there, but none like what he is offering. Own it, people. Own what you do and give it your personality. You are the key to your own parenting success, and you are the key to your own business success. There will always be another business similar to yours, but there will never be a business just like yours. Non-parents may have the advantage of less responsibility and more time to devote to their business. And believe me, we could talk for hours about this because this is my number one pet peeve. But we have the advantage of built-in skills and experience because we're parents. Because true success is almost always measured by the long haul. And because of that, we parents have the edge. I mean, how many entrepreneurs have to wait 18 years to see the fruits of their labor realized? Very few would last that long. But every single parent has the patience and the perseverance to make that journey. If you are a parent and you are making that journey, don't tell me it's not happening fast enough. If you're willing to wait till your kid's 18 years old, or even longer for most of us, before we kick him out of the house. This is why I call parents who become entrepreneurs power parents. We have an amazing power to use these secret strategies to build incredibly successful, sustainable, impactful businesses of value to the world. Don't ever compare yourselves, power parents. Don't compare yourselves to non-parents building businesses or to parents who have their kids being raised by someone else all day so that they can work all day long. I didn't do that. If you make that choice, you're going to probably make it to whatever your destination is faster than I am, because my number one goal is raising my kids. And I built Mommy Loves, and I built Parent Entrepreneur Power, and the podcast that you're listening to right now, and the blog. I built that around the time that I spend with my kids. And to be honest with you, a good day, I get to work 4 hours straight. That's a good day. Most days I'm working 2 to 3 hours a week. Excuse me, 2 to 3 hours a day. So I'm anywhere around, if I'm really lucky, I get a good 20 hours a week in of work. And I have built 2 businesses. I actually built 3, but the third one I let go because it was not my passion and I didn't want to do it anymore. But I have 2 businesses running concurrently in 20 hours a week. You can do the same. So I have one question for you. What are you doing with your power right now? And are you still saying, I can't do this because someone else has already done it? Are you still sitting on the sidelines, looking through the window at all these people doing incredible things and comparing yourself with them and thinking you can't do it because you don't have time, you don't have energy, you don't have money, you have to raise your kids, you have to work a 9-to-5 job so you can only do it on weekends or during lunch hours, and that's just not enough time, and you're possibly overwhelmed with where to start and how to do it? Go back and listen to my conversation with Joseph Michael, the Scrivener coach. And that is number 67. Number 67, PEP 067. Go back and listen to that conversation. He started a multi-million dollar business at lunchtimes at work. During lunchtimes at work, he would go into his car and record trainings on how to use Scrivener. If he can do that, and now 1 to 2 years later, he has a multi-million dollar training company just on one software product. Don't tell me that you can't do it, because you can. Not only do you have a unique set of circumstances that only you have, but you're a parent. You got this. There is no way that anyone can compete with you on those things that I talked about, the patience, the perseverance, communication, flexibility, handling stress. If you've raised a kid, you've done all that, you can handle business, believe me. So I want to know. Drop me a line. Go to the show notes, parententrepreneursuccess.com/PEP072, and let me know what you are doing right now with your power. I want to know, and I want to help you use it and build that business. Keep that business moving forward, baby step after baby step, because power parents, we need more of us out there. We need more of us out there raising kids and building businesses, because then the next generation will know that it's possible. And my kids and your kids will know that if this is the path they want to take, it's not an easy one by any stretch, but if it's the path they want to take, they have an example that it's possible. And you and I can give them that example. And we can give that example to other parents who 5 years from now, 2 years from now, are finally at the place when they go, that's it. I'm done with this job. I want to get home and raise my kids. I want to become an entrepreneur. They will have an example, because we've done it and we've blazed the trail. So power parents, join me and let me know how you're using your power and what you're doing with your businesses. I'd love to hear it. And in the meantime, enjoy the journey.
Thank you for listening, and visit ParentEntrepreneurSuccess.com for more power tools.